The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus said, I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those to whom you hope to receive, what credit is it to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expect nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be the children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and to the wicked. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for your work in, through, and around us, and help us to be mindful of what you have for us this day and every day. Amen. Joseph was an outside-the-box thinker. He is a dreamer. We hear and see a snapshot of Joseph's story this morning in the first reading. Just before this section of scripture, Joseph foolishly brags to his family about his dream that his brothers would bow down and honor him. In a culture where old age is honored, this dream, this boasting, is unsettling. Not only do his 11 brothers have to contend with this troubling dream, but Joseph is their dad's favorite son. As their dad gave Joseph a special coat, sometimes described as a coat of many colors, the other brothers seem to have received nothing. Not only is Joseph a favorite and a dreamer, but he is also a bit of a tattletale. He frequently reports to his dad what his brothers are up to, which brings us to the current not-so-covert mission to find his brothers and tell dear old dad what they are up to. Now his brothers, who are shepherds, have been wandering the vast countryside with their sheep. Eventually, after searching and traveling over 30 miles, Joseph finds his siblings. Yet while Joseph is still somewhat far away, his brothers spot him and decide to kill him. Yes, they want to murder their own brother. Why would they go to such an extreme and unrecallable measure? It's not like murder can be undone. Maybe they are jealous of their brother. Maybe they are sick of his dreams of power and influence over them. Yet all the same, this is their decision. Joseph will die, and then he will no longer be the favorite. Now, since this is the Bible, we expect God to show up and help Joseph out. However, you may have noticed, so far in today's reading, there is no mention of God. In fact, in this chapter, the previous chapter, and the chapter to come, there is still no mention of God. There's no reference to Joseph praying or seeking out God's help. But we know that God is always in the background. How do we know this? We have to go back a few generations. Joseph has this rich spiritual heritage. His father is Isaac, the one who wrestled with God. And Joseph's great-grandfather is Abraham, the one to whom God promised his descendants would be more than the stars in the sky. So we know that God is with Joseph and is in fact with his brothers, which can seem hard to believe sometimes. For example, Joseph wasn't murdered. Instead, he was sold and sent to Egypt, where years later he's rotting away in an Egyptian prison, unfairly locked up under false charges. It's in jail that Joseph talks about God and declares that God is the one who interprets dreams. Dreams can be life-giving. Joseph had his dreams, and so did Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King was so much more than just a speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. He had the courage to imagine and then publicly speak about what type of world he wanted to live in. His dreams came from a deep studying and unpacking of Scripture. And he prayed and discerned, and he discovered different economic systems and how best to achieve justice. King was consumed by this idea of how to make our world a better place for all people, for those, not just those with wealth and power, and not just the downtrodden, but for everyone. Tomorrow, we will commemorate Martin Luther King Jr.'s life. Today's lectionary readings are ones especially selected for the King Day feast. Many remember King's dream and work to put that dream into action. This weekend, we have youth from two other local churches joining us for a youth service weekend. It's amazing how King and those he inspired through their faith changed the course of the nation and the world. This son of a preacher, who became a preacher himself, living in the segregated South, overcame so many obstacles to build this enduring legacy that we celebrate every January. Some people could describe King's work as a work of God. God worked through King and his followers to change the mindset of the nation. As a result of this work, people reached across racial lines and grew to care for one another, to build new relationships, and new friendships were forged. And this work is not finished, as God's work is not finished. Joseph may have thought his life was over when he was sold into slavery. Civil rights leaders may have thought the movement was over when King was murdered. But God was and is not done. God's vision is for the long haul, not just the quick fix. God brought Joseph's family out of Canaan's famine into the land of bountiful Egypt. God worked through people like Martin Luther King Jr. to change our culture so that we could become a nation that would work toward respecting the dignity of every human being. And it's not that we're there yet. There's still a lot of God's work left to be done. We're still working to better respect and understand each other. We still have to say that Black Lives Matter as an extension of King's I Have a Dream speech. We're still working toward peace and reconciliation. Our work is not yet done. God is still working to bring more of God's kingdom to earth through our works, through our faith. It may not seem like it sometimes, but God is still working, and God's work is relentless. In God's kingdom, it isn't about the favored one or those who have a dream, but rather God's kingdom is about having respect for everyone, equal opportunity, equal voice, vote, and education. Our call as Christians is to find out where we can participate, like our youth, and to stretch our minds, our dreams, and our souls to find where we can, too, join in this dream and change our world to make a better future.